WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Over the weekend, a pioneer in the study of hurricanes passed away. William Mason Gray, known by most as Bill, died on April the 16th at the age of 86. Dr. Gray remained an active participant in hurricane and climate change research until the time of his death. He is best known for his seasonal forecast of tropical systems in the Atlantic Basin. During his career, he published more than 80 papers and 60 research reports. Dr. Gray was born in Detroit, Michigan on October the 9th, 1929. He was the eldest son, and the family moved to Washington, D.C. in 1939. He graduated with a B.S. degree in geography from the George Washington University in 1952 and was heavily involved in high school football and baseball. However, a promising career in baseball was cut short with a knee injury at the age of 21. While that door was closing, another was opening in the form of the U.S. Air Force. Dr. Gray joined in 1953 and spent a year studying meteorology at the University of Chicago, then one of the nation's leading schools for atmospheric science. After several years as an Air Force forecaster, mainly in England and the Azores, he returned to the University of Chicago, where he earned an M.S. in meteorology in 1959 and a Ph.D. in geophysical sciences in 1964 under the mentorship of Herbert Reel, another pioneer in the field of meteorology. He was recruited by and joined the newly formed Department of Atmospheric Science at Colorado State University in 1961. Dr. Gray was a faculty member at Colorado State University from 1961 through his formal retirement in 2005. But after retirement, he continued hurricane and climate research as a professor emeritus until his death. Dr. Gray initiated seasonal hurricane forecasts, for which he became well known with extensive media coverage in the 1980s and 90s. Dr. Gray graduated 70 master's and Ph.D. students, and many of his ex-graduate students have become prominent leaders in the field of tropical meteorology today. His last graduate student, Philip Klotzbach, has continued Dr. Gray's work on seasonal forecasts since 2006. His work was truly global, with many years with the UN's World Meteorological Organization. He initiated and organized the first WMO International Workshop on Tropical Cyclones in Bangkok in 1985. He traveled the world and maintained collaborations with prominent researchers in the field of tropical meteorology throughout his career. To recognize his leadership and distinguished service in the field of tropical meteorology, Dr. Gray received many professional awards, including the first ever Robert and Joanne Simpson Award in 2014. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.